Here we're holding Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. We just start over again from the last Mishnah again, from Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. That the Mishnah again says that Tumuras Oilo and Vlad Tumuro, a Tumura of a Korban Oilo and the Vlad of the Tumuro, or else Vlad Vladom, Atsav Kol Oilom, has a right Eilu Kol, they have a same Lach like Korban Oilo. And therefore, Utunun Hefshet, that the Tumura of a Korban Oilo, you have to make skin it, V'nituach, slice it up, V'cholol, lishim, and then burn those things like a regular korban oshim, or a regular korban oila. What's going to be hamafresh nekeva l'oila? Let's say you set aside a nekeva for a korban oila, that we know a nekeva is not fit for a korban oila. Korban oila has to be from a zohar, not from a nekeva. So the locher is v'yolda, then let's say this nekeva gives birth, v'yolda zoch is birth to a zohar. So then is yiroach yistavu, this zohar is not fit to be brought for a korban, even though it's a zohar. So you have to let it pasture in the field, still becomes a bamum. And then the yimchur, you sell it, the yovi bedom of oilo. And with the money, you're able to bring a korban oilo. Because Pasha, the Vlad, gets the kedusha from its mother. And since its mother also is not fit to be brought for korban because it was in the keva. So the same din is upon the mother. That's like it's chalak kedusha zagufa on the mother. Enough to say that you have to wait till it becomes a bamum. And then you poidu it, and with the money, you bring a korban oilo. So the same thing applies with the Vlad also. On this, Rabbi Eliezer Waimano, Hare Yuatzma Yaakov Oli says no, that the kid itself could be brought for Korban Oilo, even though the mother cannot be brought for Korban Oilo, but the kid could be brought for Korban Oilo. So more is the question, Maishna Reisha the Leipolik, how can the Rabbanon do not argue in the Reisha? Or Maishna Seifa the Pligi, how can the Rabbanon argue in the Seifa? There's no Seifa here, the Rabbanon hold, that since the mother is not fit to be brought, so then the Vlad also is not fit to be brought. The question of the Reisha, and let's say the Tumuras Oila means, or let's say the Vlad Tumura. Vlad Tumura means that you made a Nekeva into a Tumura. You had a Korban Oila, which was a Zohar, and you took a Behemoth in Nekeva, and you said, Zu Tachazu. So it's Chal the Kedusha's Tumura on this Nekeva. But is the mother, is this Tumura fit to be brought for Korban Oila? No, because it's a Nekeva. Still, in the Reish and Mishnah says, when it has a Vlad, the Vlad could be brought. That's the question. Why doesn't Rabbanu argue and say in the Reisha that since the mother, the Tumur itself cannot be brought, since it's in a cave, it can't be brought for a Korban Oila, you have to sell it and with the Domin, say the same thing with the Vlad also. How come only by the Vlad and the Sefer, where the mother will mafresh the mother lechatchila for a Korban Oila, the other Chum say the Vlad is not brought, so why not by the Tumura should be the same thing? If the Tumura is in a cave, it should be the same Halacha. So first the Gemara says, Omer Rabba Bar Bachono, v'machlekes shnei nechlem, v'stekes v'machlekes. And Rabbi Lezi, the Reish also goes according to Rabbi Lezi. But according to Chachamim and Chanami, they would say the Vlad of a Tumura of an Oila, if the Tumura is in the cave, it's not brought for Korban Oila. For Rav Amano, Rav says, Afilu Temer Rabbi, even if he wants to say, goes according to Rabbanon. Nothing like this. Ad kan loy pligi oled Rabbi Lezi. When did Rabbanon argue with Rabbi Lezi in the Seifa? Ilagavi mafresh in the cave of Oila. We set aside in the cave for Korban Oila. The ima like kareva, the mother, since she's in the cave, she's not fit to bring for a kareva. She has no kedushas akareva. Therefore, the vlad can't be better than the mother. The vlad does not have kedushas akareva. Avol tamura, but by the tamura, there means true. The mother, the tamura now, was in the cave, and you made it a tamura from a korban zohar and oilom. So the ima nami kareva, that the mother itself could be brought, meaning to say, Rashi says, not the real mother, not the Tumura, but where did the Tumura get its Kedusha from? From the Korban Oila. Since the Korban Oila itself could have been brought, is Afilu Rabbanu Maida, Rabbanu also agree now, that even though the Tumura, which is in the cave, cannot be brought, but its Vlad, which is a Zohar, takes like its Kedusha, which started out from the original Korban Oila, which could be brought for that Krova. So therefore it goes down to Kedusha Sakrova, therefore even the Rabbanu agree, the Vlad could be brought for Korban. Now the Gemara is the question, Omiyom Reb Lezer, the truth that Reb Lezer Taka says like this, that Yaakov Oilo, who atzmoi, that this Vlad, even though the mother's in the cave, the kid could be brought for Korban Oilo, is that true? Or Aminu, I have a question, it says Alocha, that Tmuras Oshom, we have a Tmura from a Korban Oshom, then Vlad Tmura, let's say he made it into a cave, the Tmura, and it gives birth, Vlad Vladin, Vlad Atzoi Kololim, man how many generations down, is Yiro Archistoivu. These kids cannot be brought for Korban, because the mother was not fit to be brought for Korban, was in the Keva. And therefore, rather, you have to wait till it comes about Mum and the Yimkor and sell it, the Yiplo Dom of Nadav, and the money you bring for Korban Nadav. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Yemaisu. That's Reb Loza, his sheet, there is in beginning Gemara Zvachim, that a Korban Oshim is the same thing as a Korban Chatis. So these Chamisha Lochis, that's Lemis Ozlo, according to Reb Loza, applies to a Noshim also. Therefore, the Tmura, the Vlad is Yemaisu. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, our Rebbe Eliezer says, no, Yovid v'dimei Yemaila, with the money you bring in Korban Oila. V'tadik is v'domimin, hu atzmoloi, you have to sell the Vlad, and with the money you bring in Korban Oila, but not the Vlad itself. So the question is, why not? According to Rabbi Eliezer, why don't I say the Vlad itself should be brought for Korban Oila? So where it says, Amar Rabbi Chizda, Rabbi Eliezer, one Teret Tidla, the Rei and the Rabbanon Karmel, who is only talking about the Rabbanon Shita. And it's like this. Lididi, me myself, freely I hold, the afil of Vlad nami korvoilo, even the Vlad's also bought for korvoilo. But the ditchu, you rabbonin, the armis that you say roya, that no, you can't be bought for korvoilo, you have to let it pasture, what comes about moon, oidilumi has agreed to me this much, to moisus and the davis yochid asli, that the money does not go for the shefer of the korban tzibor, but goes for nitvas yochid. So Rabbelez is only arguing on the rabbonin lishitasam, but Rabbelez himself really holds, just like the Vlad in the Mishnah of an Oila is brought for a Korban, who within the Vlad of an Oshim is also brought for Korban. And it's the Amla, the Rabbanon said back, no, Moses the Nidvah Sibra, that's the Rabbanon Shita. Rav Amano, Rav says, no, there's a Chilik in Rabbelez himself. Ad kan loy kamo Rabbelez, who ats my Yaakov Oila, when does Rabbelez say in our Mishnah? When your mouth was in the cave for an Oila. So the mother, even though the mother cannot be brought for the korban, the vlad is brought. El of a mafresh in the cave, the other way, a mafresh in the cave for a korban oila. The yik is shem oila limoi. The akol ponim etzchal is shem oila limoi. And Rashi explains because there is an oila saif. There are birds. By a bird, there's no din zocher. Even the cave could be brought for korban oila. So by ifes, there is a shem oila oila saif on in the cave. So even though the behemoth Nikave is not brought for a korban, but kolponim it's chalak lushes laguf on this behemoth, on this nikave, that you can't use it until it becomes a baal mum. That's when the Blazer says that the kid also is brought for a korban, because the mother has the lushes earlier on it. Avolo via gabi tmuras, vlad oshem by the tmura, or that's nikave, and the vlad of it that's from an oshem, the lekeshem oil alimoi, or it should be lekeshem oshem alimoi. There's no same oshem upon the mother. There's no such Oshem at all brought on the Kevah, so it's not Chal Hashem Oshem at all on the mother. Therefore, Moed Reb Lezer, Lezer would agree, the Bedam Avin, who Atzma Lekarev, and if I'm here, Reb Lezer would agree, that you can only bring the kid, the Domim of it, but not it itself. When does Reb Lezer say you could bring the kid? Only if it's Chal Kedushas Oila on the mother. But over here, if the mother was in the Kevah, and you made a Tmura from an Oshem, so it's not Chal Hashem Oshem on the Kevah. So therefore, the chilus only chal a din for its domim. So adin, when this tmura gives birth, if lad also is only for its domim, and it itself is not korav for a korban. Good, but not by the vlad of an oila. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asks a question like this. It says Alochom, Eisvei Abaye, v'chi boi Reb Lezer shemer l'alim, was it true what you're saying? That when does Reb Lezer say that the vlad, the kid, can be brought for korban oila? Only if the mother had a shem oiler on it, is that true? The chibor of lezer shem oiler limoy v'atani would learn like this. What's going to be hamafresh nekeva lepischei? Somebody sets aside for a korban pesach and a keva, and it can't be. You have to bring a zocher for a korban pesach, not a nekeva. But he set aside a korban on the keva. Yeah, a salocher is yiror chistavu. You have to wait till the behemoth becomes a baal mum, let it pasture in the field so it becomes a baal mum, and then the timkri, until it becomes a baal mum, you pray that you can sell it, then bring a real korban pesach with it, because right now it's in a cave, it's not fit for korban pesach. What's going to be the yodel? Let's say this behemoth, this nekeva, gives birth. The locher is yirorat chistoivu, the same thing, even the kid also, you have to let it pasture in the fields till it becomes a baal mum, and then you sell them with the money being korban pesach. But you can't bring the kid itself for a korban. What's going to be nishtayru achra pesach? Let's say this korban was left over till after pesach. It was nishtayru achra pesach. So Rashi said, lochri is the pesach b'shar yemos hashana shlomim hevi. That's the lochom, the Gemara Menachis, that the korban itself, after a korban pesach itself, after pesach, becomes into a shlomim. And it itself is brought for korban shlomim. Here, so nishtayru achra pesach is also nishtaru, tiro, let it pierce from the fields, Achistoy, but till it becomes a Balmum, for Yavi Bidome Ashlamim. Bring with this money the value of it, bring a Korban Shlamim. Yolda, now this again, this Nekeva here, if it was left over till after Pesach, then you have to sell it, and with the money you buy a Korban Shlamim. What's going to be if this Nekeva was Yolda gave birth? So again, Yiro Achistoy, Vuvimchov Yavi Dome Shlamim. So all these cases, you can't bring them for Korban, because it was hooked to Korban Pesach, was in the cave, it's not fit. So rather you have to sell it, and with the money you bring a Korban Shlomim. Reb Lezer says, over here, no. Reb Lezer says that, Hu atzma yakir Shlomim, you could bring it itself for Korban Shlomim. Rashi says, Hu atzma yakir Shlomim, v'yafagav lekesh shlem shlom alimoy. Means this Vlad now, the kid, could be brought for Korban Shlomim, even though the mother never had a shlem shlomim on it. To all the shlem Pesach akdisho. The Gatchila, you will makdish the mother for Korban Pesach. So it never had a shame shlomim on it. So how come Reb Lezer agrees that you makdish the kid for shlomim? If you tell him now that Reb Lezer's only makol where the mother had a shame oilo, then the kid could be brought. But where the mother had a shame oshim, so the kid cannot be brought for an oilo, hey, you say no, even though the mother only had a shame Pesach on it, still the kid could be brought for Korban Shlomim. Vohocho, more said, the lek is shame shlomim alimoy. The mother did not have a shame shlomim on it. The mother was only called the Korban Pesach. It was a postle one, it was in a keva. And the Yom Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer says here, Yakir shlomim, that the kid could be brought for Korban Shlomim. So you see, you did not need the mother to have the shame shlomim or oiler on it. So more says, no. Oh, Malay Rav, Rav answer back like this. Achara Pesach Karmut, you asked me a question about a Korban Pesach that was left over till after Pesach. Shani Yocha, over there it's much different. Or Shani Achra Pesach, the loch of a Korban Pesach, the Achra Pesach, that's called Tomoisa Pesach Gufa Korban Shlomim. Because the kosher of Korban Pesach, if you leave it over till after Pesach, the loch is it itself becomes a Shlomim. So that's why here the kid can be brought for Korban Shlomim. Rashi Chagoyin, in Hifresh Pesach, if you set aside a Korban Pesach, and you Neschapa Biacher, then you lost that one, you brought a different one, and you found the first one, it's brought for Shlomim. So as Zilkach, half the Nisus, this was left over after Pesach, has a Shem Shlomim on it. And therefore, it loses the Shem Pesach. And as Chal Shem Shlomim, Rashi says, just it itself you can't bring for Korban, because since it's in a Keva, and it comes Mikoyach Pesach also, since as a Korban Pesach it couldn't be brought, the mother can't be brought to Torah Shlomim either. But the kid, though, Lamaisa could be brought for Shlomim. But it's not a kasha. The reason why the kid could be brought for Shlomim, the Vlad, because the mother really has a shame Shlomim on it. So more says, if this is true, the time with Reb Lezer, because it has a shame Shlomim on the mother, if that's truly true, so more says the question, if so, Niflug Nami Bresha should have been Machlekes in the Resha also. He should have argued in the Resha also then. But she says, the Yolda Koinam Pesach, where the Nekeva gave birth, you were Makdish on the Nekeva for Korban Pesach, and let's say gave birth before Pesach. So once they also there, the name of Les Omer, who Atzma Yakim, you could bring the Vlad also. The Vlad Atzma Yakim Shlomim, the Kaidin Pesach Nami, the same Allah applies to Kaidin Pesach also. If you shech the Korban Pesach before Pesach, Lishem Shlomim is like a kosher. Because the Pesach Meshai Yemir Sashona has a lot that can be brought for Korban Shlomim. So even the Reish also, Reb Lezer should argue, that since the mother could have a Shem Shlomim on it, then the Vlad should also be kosher. So because Yehoch Yisoh, Niflug Nami B'Reish, Reb Lezer should argue than the Reish also. Moiz Omalei, Enoch Anami, it's like a right. The Opolik, that Reb Lezer argues in the Reish also, he would agree in the Reish also, even before Pesach, if the mother gives birth, the Vlad could be brought for Shlomim. Abayim says no. Abayim leplig is no machlekes. Leplegi midi de gemiri that lamokim shamoiser heilach have lav heilach. That wherever the mother goes, that's where the kid goes also. Is liachara pesach to moisa korv shlomim anything any pesach left over after pesach is brought for shlomim so vlad nami korv shlomim. And that's good why after Pesach, if it was first born after Pesach, then it's good. After Pesach, Zemana Pesach, then the Korban becomes not a man Shlomim. Therefore the kid can be brought for Shlomim. But I tell you over here, Avolifnaya Pesach, where the kid is born. Again, were you a Makdish in the Keva for a Korban Pesach? And the mother gave birth now before Pesach. is Eimo Lamai Akdashe, what will you makdish the mother for? Le Dmei Pesach, for the Dmei Pesach. If so, Vlad Nam Le Dmei Pesach. The Kedushan of Vlad is only a Dmei Pesach, the Kedomim. It's not a Shlomim, the Kalocha. So if even though you would have shechted it, Lashem Shlomim would have been good, but Lamai said the mother was hooked with Hashem according Pesach. So before Pesach, the mother was aimed like that it should be used for Pesach, even though here it's in the cave, you can't use it for Pesach. So the din is you should sell it, and the donim should be brought for Korban Pesach. So if it gives birth before Pesach, that vlad cannot be brought to Teras Shlomim, can't have a krova, because it never got a shame Shlomim on it. Yeah. Mosiv Ravuk for Bachoma. Ravuk for Bachoma is a question like this. Mosiv Ravuk for Bachoma, O mi Yamrina, do I say, Midi imol dmei. Since the mother here, where you makdish this nekeva for Pesach, the mother was aimed to sell it, and the money to be brought for Korban Pesach, vlad nami le dmei. That's for what the vlad is also as a kedusha to be sold for that for the its worth and brought for Korban. For tiny, we learn like this: hamafresh nekeva le Pesach. Somebody sets aside a nekeva for Korban Pesach. So it says clearly, he of lodo se yiroachi starvu v'yemarku v'yovi v'dmei in Pesach. Echnami, that both the mother and who gives birth to kid both have a kedusha's damam on it, that you'll have to sell it, and the money you bring for Korban Pesach. Reb Lezo Imanah Hu Atzma Yachma Pesach. Reb Lezo knows the kid itself is not for the damim, but the kid itself could be brought for Korban Pesach. So you see, even though the mother is l'dmei, the kid could be brought for Korban Pesach. But the Mavahoch over here, Diyim l'dmei, since you mark the Shinekeva, the Nekeva cannot be brought for Korban Pesach itself. It's only that eventually they plan to sell it, and the money used for Korban Pesach. And the Yomer of Lezer, the Reb Lezer says, who wants the Korban Pesach, that the Vlad here could be brought for Korban Pesach. And V'loy Mokmina Le'bima, we do not say the Vlad has the same Allah like the mother. Just like the mother is only for Dimei, maybe the kid is also only for Dimei. I don't say that. So Ravina says like this, the Peshat is, B'mafresh Behema Muberes Askinen. Here we're talking about your Mafresh the Retchilo of Behema Muberes, that this Nekeva was pregnant right now. And Reb Lezer Sovek Reb Yechon, Reb Lezer also Reb Yechon Shita, that what the Yomar, Im Shairu Mishuyer, if you want, you could only be Makdish the mother, and not the kid. The kid is called like a separate thing by itself. Why? The Uba Lav Yerachimoyu, that the Uba, the fetus, is not like the mother itself. Therefore, V'imoyhi, the Loikot Shekadush is Aguf. So when you Makdish this Nekeva for a Pesach, it's not Chalak Dushas Aguf on the Nekeva, because the Nekeva is not fit for Korban Pesach. Avol he, but the kid, according to Rabbi Yechon, it's like Yemak the shit by itself. So the kid on the Tzad to say it's a Zohar, Kitcha, it's Mamash Chalak, complete Kedusha, and therefore that's why it could be brought. That's why here Rabbi Yechon holds the kid can be brought for Pesach, because it's not getting its Kedusha because of its mother. But rather, we're talking about now when you were makdish it, you were makdish the muberas, the pregnant behema, and you're meant to be makdish like both of them separately for Korban Pesach. So it's hard to say the kid when it comes out is a zohar, therefore he can be brought for Korban Pesach. But enichnami, when the vlad only gets his kedusha because you were makdish the mother, and then later the mother becomes pregnant and has a kid, enichnami, that vlad only had the same din as the mother, and if the mother was only lidmei, the vlad would also only be lidmei. Oh, Malay Mazutra bread, Rav Mora the Ravino. Hochinami Mistav, this is the Svar also. To be Behema Muberas, we're talking about over here, the Behema was Muberas. Why? Midiktoni, since it says, he of all the sale, Shramino, it says right away the loch of he, the mother and the kid. Mash, we're talking about right away, it's a pregnant Behema. So therefore it's good. If we're talking about your Makdashit, Rashi says, he of all the sale, Mash, Mashashneim Hoyu, Bishas Hegdish, both were around Bishas the Hegdish. Midi Latar, this doesn't say how mafresh nekevel epischoin, tiro, then yod the zoch yiro. Doesn't say that. Mashma lechatchila, when you were makdish, it was already pregnant, so that's why here it's much better. Here, Reb Lezer holds that this vlad could be brought for Korban Pesach, because it's called like you were makdish by itself. Therefore, even though the mother is l'dmei, the kid could be for Korban Pesach. Yeah. Shema, I mean, it's a good proof. Nothing more says, Omer Reb Yosi bar Chanina. Reb Lezer agrees though that b'mafresh nekeva liyoshem, if you set aside a nekeva for korban oshem, again it's not chal, because oshem can only be from a zocha, not from a nekeva. So the locher is ain bino korav oshem. Let's say later that this nekeva gives birth and has a kid, the kid cannot be brought for noshim. But the more pshit, of course, and can like come Reb Lezer le b'manfresh nekeva liyelo. Reb Lezer only said that we manfresh the mother for korban oilo. Diyik is shem oilo al imoy. There is a shem oilo al imoy. I think the pshat is they say because Rashi says. We'll have a fourth thing because by oifos at least he could have an oilas oif. And by oifus, there's no aloch of a zocher, they could even be in a keva. So there is such a thing as a carbon, a kedushas oila being chal upon in a keva, by an oif at least. So therefore, when you makdish the behema here, even though a behema in the keva can't bring for a carbon oila, but it's called a shame kedushas oila chal on it. So when does Rabbi Lezer say that the vlad could be brought only by an oila? Because on the mother, it's chal a shame oila on it. The ik is shame oila limoi, avagabi manfresh nekeva liyoshim. But if you set aside a female for korban oshem, the lekesh shem oshem alimoi. There's no such korban oshem could be from an akeva. The Rashi says, "Loi matzinu oshem akeva." Hilgach therefore lechal le shem oshem, not chal upon the mother all the shem oshem. So that's why it's good that vlad is also not brought for korban. It's no stira. Reb Lezer only says it by an oila. There it is chal le shem oila on the mother, even though it's not fit to be brought for korban now, but chal le shem oila enough that the kid could be brought for korban oila. For a notion that we never find by an akeva, it's not chal at all the shame oshim, therefore the vlad is not korv. Yeah, filo Reb Lezer moided le korv, oshim. But now, so ilav, the more says, ilav the ashminan, have a mina, one second, so what is the question? But that's the question. The question is, korv pshita, what do you have to tell it to me for? So more says, no. Ilav if not the ashminan, if not that you're teaching me this, have a mean, I would have thought to say, time with Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer says, if you mafresh in a keva for an oila, and it gives birth, you could bring the vlad for korban oila, I would have thought to say, time with Reb Lezer, lav mishum de shem oila alimoi. Not because it's chal shem oila alimoi, ele mishum de chose vlad lakrova, stam de mitzias, the vlad right now is a zocher, and a zocher is fit to be brought for korban. Stam, not because the mother also had a shem oila on it. If so, for high nami here also, when you're mafresh in a keva for korban oshem, and then it gives birth to a zocher, hochazi lakrova, the zocher is fit for akrova. So I would have thought to say he could bring it. Kamash will know that he can't bring it. That's why I need Rabbi Yosef Klinger to say, according to Reb Lezer, the vlad of an oshem he can't bring. For the marioch, if so, adamash malon, diyein b'no korav oshem. What do you have to teach me now that the kid is not caught for an oshem? Nishaminan diyein b'no korav oilo. You should have said a chiddush that the benoah is not brought for korban oila over here. There's this oshem that when you're mafresh in a keva for an oshem, you should have told me that the kid is not brought for korban oila. And if b'huwa din, I would have thought the same thing li oshem. So Mar says no. No, the chiddush is tam that this kid can't be brought for korban since the mother doesn't have a shem korban on it. So Mar says no. I yashmin, if we would just taught us oila that the kid cannot be brought for korban oila. Have a minute, I would have thought to say, Oy lehu deloy korvo, deloy akdashe le'ima, kedusha, ubra, kedusha, period. That when you're since you only makdash the mother for oshem, so you never spoke out, it should be for an oila. So that's why you can't bring the vlad right now for an oila. Aval oshem, aim of vlad korv oshem, kamash malan. But if you want to bring it for a korban oshem, maybe that you could. Because since she meant to be makdish the mother for korban oshem, maybe it would be. Rashi says, the Shita says, Aval oshem kivu liyakdash alim eli oshem eimah, maybe it would be good. So after that, teach me now that even to be brought for korban oshem, also it's no good. And that's the aside, because Reb Lezer only says you can bring the vlad if the mother has a shame on it. With our oilah, with the mother has a shame oiler on it. But here, where it's not chal a shame oshem on the mother, so even the vlad cannot be brought. Now the Mishnah says, Hamafresh nekeva liyoshem. You set aside a nekeva for korban oshem, so it's not chal because it's only a zocha, not a nekeva. So then it's tiro, you have to let it pasture in the fields. Ad she tistov until it becomes a bamum. V'timchon you sell it. V'yavi b'deme oshem with the money you buy a korban oshem. If you korv ashamoi, let's say you bring it for an oshem. You made a mistake. You brought this nekeva for an oshem. Is yipul domov in the dava? Still a mice, so you have to throw the money, the value of it, into the Ndavis. Yeah. Rav Shimon Eimer, Timoche Shleib Shimonagin says no. If you mankish in a keva, for an Oshavil does not chalak duches aguf at all, it's only right away only chalak duches damim. And therefore, he can sell it the way it is right now. Timoche, he can sell it the way it is right now, even without a mum. So Tanakama holds that if you mankish this in a keva, for an Oshavil, it's chalak duches aguf on it. And you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then you could sell it, and with the money you bring a korban oshim. Yeah. But Shimon holds no, that timocher shloi b'mum. Samora says, v'lo mali tistoi v'timchor, what do you have to have this for? What's found in Tanakama? That you have to wait till it becomes a balmum first. Kivun l'chazi l'milsei, since it's not fit for the korban, you set aside this nekeba for korban oshim, and it's not fit. A nekeba can't be brought. If it's so haini mum, that should be a big mum. So you should be able to be proud of it right now. Even if you want to say it should be Chalak Duches Aguf. But if it's supposed to be a Zohar and it came out to be in a Keva, like the Mokam and a Keva, it's called like a Balmum. Omer Rav Yudah, Omer Rav, no. Haino time of the Amrinah, this is the reason we say, Migu Denach Lek Duches Domim. True, Lechatchilas like only starts Lek Duches Domim is Chal on this. But once it's Chalak Duches Domim, right away after Nam Lek Duches Aguf, it's Chalak Duches Aguf on it. So, Rashi says, Lohom Milsa the Boimun. What is the Chalak Duches Aguf? Not that you can be makrif for a korban, it's not fit for a korban. The Chalak Duches Aguf, at least, that you have to wait till the mum comes, then you can be part of it. Omar Rabbis says, we have a proof, Zoysameris, that Higdish Zochor Ladomov, if somebody's makrif is Zochor for its value, is Kodesh Duches Aguf. It's automatically Chalak Duches Aguf. We say in Migu, that even though you only want the Kedushas Damim to be Chal, but once it's Chal Kedushas Damim, we hold, automatically it's Chal Kedushas Aguf. And it moved out like this. Higdish Zochor L'Damov. If somebody's Makdish Zochor for his Damim, that's all, Kedushas Damim. So Rav Kana Rama Kodesh Kedushas Aguf. Yes, Chal Kedushas Aguf. Rav Rama no, ain't a Kodesh Kedushas Aguf. It's not Chal Kedushas Aguf. And we hold it by Rav and Rav Kana, and Rav Yudah Marav. He also was Chayzer. What Rava first says, not Chalak Duches Aguf. But Rava was Chayza to Rav Kana. Rav Kana is right. And Rav Yudah Marav, like we said before, that he holds, yes, he holds this Sora, that Migu, once it's Chalak the Behem Matam, Agdushas Domin, and it really is fit to be Agdushas Aguf, automatically the Agdushas Nespashat on it, and it becomes Agdushas Aguf. Then the Mishnah says, Rav Shimon Aymen know that Timocha Shlebimun, he holds this Nekeva, you can sell the way it is now, it's not Chalak Duches Aguf on it. So Rav Chia Bar Avin, Omale Rav Chia Bar Avin the Rav Yechanan. Migu denachti lekdushas domim teches lenam kdushas aguf. Chulatakashan Rav Shimon. How could Rav Shimon say this nekeva? You could redeem the way it is right now before it becomes a balmum, as if to say there's no kdushas aguf chal on it. Why not? Even though it's not fit for korban oshem, but like zoni kdushas domim, but say this migu, once it is chal, it should be chal completely. Enough to say you have to wait till a mum comes to be part of it. Omlei said back to him, Rabbi Shimon the time, Rabbi Shimon goes to his own town. The yom that he says, Komidid lechazna legufei, any behemoth that's not fit for itself to be brought for korban, like here this nekeva, it's not fit to be brought for korban oshem, lenach lech duches aguf, it's not chalak duches aguf on it. The tanya would learn like this, oshem ben shana. An oshem, he's supposed to be an oshem only 1 year old or less. Ve'eviyu ben shtayim, and by mistake for that oshem, he brought one 2 years old. Or else the opposite way. For a certain chet is supposed to be davka ben shtayim, 2 years old. Rashi says, Oshem ben shana, that's a nozir, Oshem nozir mitzoyra. They say only 1 year old. Another Oshem is even supposed to be brought 2 years old. He's supposed to be born 2 years old. Ve'evi ben shana, so k'sheira, it's like a kosher. Just loyola l'banu m'shem chayv, you weren't yoytzi yachayv, but it's a kosher korban. Rabbi Shimon Aymano, Kol Atzman and the Kedoshin, they're not Kodesh at all. And therefore, it's not, you can't bring it at all. So you see, if Shimon holds, Rashi says, Kol Atzman and Kedoshin Iker, Kol Iker and the Kedoshin, it's not Chal Kedusha at all. So you see, why? Because it's not fit for its din. And we don't say, since the Kedusha is Dom is Chal, it's automatically Chal Kedusha is a goof. We don't say that. So that's of Shimon Chita, that if it's not fit for Korban, it's not Chal Kedusha is a goof. For the Gemara, I have a Rei Mechusa Zaman. If you mark the Shabbat before it's 8 days old, the Leichos is not fit for Korban. And the Yom Rav Shimon, the Kodesh, there he holds you could be marked the Shabbat even before the Zaman. So where it says, no, Shani Mechusa Zaman, there it's different. The Chosi Lamochor, that you want to be marked the Shabbat the 8th by night. So there the Pshat is, even though you mark the Shabbat at night, and at night time is not fit for Korban, but I call upon him tomorrow by day would be fit. So that's not a Chsarin. For the Mihochi is so, Oshom Ben Stein, you're supposed to bring an Oshom as 2 years old. Baby Ben Shon, you bring one that's only 1 year old. Hochozit Lashona. So why don't you say the Kedushas Chal on it? Because it's fit to wait till next year and bring it next year. So according to Hashem, you say Mechusta Zman is not a problem. So why isn't the Kedushas Chal upon this Oshom then? Does a 1 year old Oshom be Makdish it now and bring it next year when it becomes 2 years old? Ella rather hang on time with Rabbi Shimon. The Mechusta Zman, the Yalef Lemi Bechor. We learned it out from the expression of Zeras Akosiv from Bechor. Tani will learn like this: Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, name of Rabbi Shimon, that Mechusa Zman Nichnas Adil Esaser. Even though the behemoth is less than 8 days old, they could go into the deer to make Maisa Beima to take out 1/10 from it. For Rei Yuka Bechor, the same loch like a Bechor, that Ma Bechor Kodesh of Nei Zman is just like a Bechor. It has Kedusha as soon as it comes out of the mother's stomach, out of the Rechem, even though it's not 8 days old. So you see, a Bechor could have its Kedusha, even though it's not fit, for Krova. The korov liachas manai. Then when it becomes 8 days old, you can bring it for korban. Is af mechusas man? The same thing applies by mechusas man also. If you mark the ship now before it's 8 days old, kodesh lefnei zmanai. The kedusha could be chal even though before it's 8 days old. The korov liachas manai and it's brought after the zman. But it's a special xeras akosav here only. If you mark the ship before it's 8 days old, then the kedusha is chal. Venech nami, where the animal is supposed to be 2 years old, and you mark the ship when it was 1 year old, yet there's no xeras akosav. Here of Shimon holds that since right now it's not fit for the korban oshim, it's not chal kedusha.